Welcome to the Patchstack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 57, and this update is for week 5 of 2023. This week's knowledge share will be the final New Year's resolution in this final week of January 2023. In this New Year's resolution, I ask you to consider adding more security concepts to your resume, services, skill sets, and life. This week's vulnerability roundup will be all about 3 security bugs that were patched the last month in 1 popular learning plugin for WordPress. Now onto this week's weekly knowledge share, where I talk about security and what I think about when I think about security. I'll start with what I don't think about. I don't think security is a binary, secure versus insecure. Instead, I personally see security as a practice that can be applied to many situations in work and life. Security, the word, is defined as the state of safety or being free from danger. The practice of security, though, is boundless. With infinite context on what a danger could be to one person or their business, there's simply no end to security. But within different contexts, only so much security matters. Security of your home Wi-Fi network has nothing to do with the security on your front door. Unless I guess you have a Wi-Fi smart lock. But think about your role in the context of security. A systems administrator has a totally different set of security concerns than those of a website developer. The same goes for agency owners, support representatives, or entrepreneurs. Each perspective has its own security context, and while security-related tasks and responsibilities may vary, ultimately, they're there to keep people safe from threats or risks. Everyone should learn how to practice security for their context or role in life. You may still choose to delegate those security-related tasks to other people, but it's important that you know what the security context is so you know which security-related tasks are more important and less important. Why should you do this? Because security is an opportunity to grow. For small organizations, you can offer more security services to your customers. For professionals, you'll be able to advance your career by showing your competency in security for the specific context of your job. And if you practice security just as a normal person, you'll become resilient to threats in your business and life. This New Year's Resolution Weekly Knowledge Share is all about how a few common WordPress and open source related roles can add security practices to their life. For developers, you can train yourself in defensive coding techniques and learn about security concerns that may be specific to your favorite development language or framework. Learning how to identify security bugs and how to patch them and how to communicate security issues with others will do great things for your career. Do this and you'll increase your value in the workplace and get yourself more clients if you're a contractor. For website agencies, if you do more for your clients to offer them a sense of safety or security, you can show your customers these security best practices and how they're followed. This may require some education or taking on some more workload, but with more workload comes more billable hours. For hosting providers, when you add more security features to your offerings to your customers, each new feature is worth public discussion, a blog post to share and announce. This shows all of your customers how you are improving your offerings every day and not stagnating in the field. Now, for site owners or business owners, really, by knowing more about the topic of securities, you will not fall victim to fear-based or overconfident marketing copy like next generation blockchain AI machine learning securities offered at our provider. Instead, you will be so well informed about how security topics and best practices actually work, they'll become second nature to you, and you'll be able to spot out the people there that are overconfident in what their offerings are. Finally, for security researchers, research embodies a life of commitment to learning a topic, in this case, the topic of security. And I do mean life commitment. Security is endless when you change perspectives or fields of study. I encourage you to continue your research and continue to seek out knowledge. find security concepts that overlap between different contexts and introduce them to different communities. In the end, you can make the world a more secure and safe place than when you started. In conclusion, security is a big subject matter, which knowing more about is beneficial to everyone. If you are doing the security-related work at your workplace, you have more value. And even if you are not going to be doing the security-related work yourself, having the security-related knowledge for the proper context is how you know you're applying the right amount of security or the right type of security. This goes for your organization, your website, your personal life, or even your front door. So maybe wait and kind of rethink things about installing that fancy Wi-Fi front door lock you got for Christmas. At least wait until you have adequate understanding of the device and your home network security context. In short, this final New Year's resolution is me imploring you to learn more about security and its infinite perspectives. Now, on to this week's Vulnerability Roundup, which is all about one plugin and one release, which addressed three security bugs. The popular LearnPress plugin, with over 100,000 installations, patched three critical severity security bugs that were reported in the project last month. The LearnPress team was notified about these three security bugs in early December, and just a few weeks later, on December 20th, the LearnPress team released a version 4.2.0, which addressed all three reported security bugs. PatchStack then waited about a month before publishing their findings publicly on January 24th. After we published our findings, Bleeping Computer picked up the story as well. The article on Bleeping Computer provided additional insight related to a delay in the patch making it to end-user websites. In the Bleeping Computer article, they highlight that 75% of LearnPress installations had still not yet updated and were still running vulnerable versions. I just checked this number myself, and I see it's now 69% of LearnPress installations are still running the old versions. You can find out more about each of these three LearnPress security bugs in the PatchStack database, but in short, one of them is an unauthenticated SQL injection concern, another is an unauthenticated local file inclusion concern, and the final one is an authenticated, as in contributor or higher roles, could perform an SQL injection attack. We strongly encourage users of the LearnPress plugin to update as soon as they can. Now onto this week's thanks and appreciation. Foremost, thank you goes out to the developers at ThimPress, who are the owners of LearnPress. Thank you for writing that security patch so quickly and working with the Alliance team members on providing patches for multiple reports all at the same time. That's a great job, but now it's up to the website owners to update their plugin version on their website. A further thank you is extended to one of PatchStack's newest partners, WPMU Dev. Their Defender Pro security plugin now integrates PatchStack's vulnerability intelligence feed. This will help Defender Pro customers identify and patch and secure components installed on their websites. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. Thank you.